Hi again, everybody, with Drive Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. And on this Memorial Day, the Indians take on the Texas Rangers. What a weekend series against Baltimore, and so close Friday and Sunday to beating one of the very best bullpens in baseball. My gosh, they're even better than I envisioned, Tito.
You know, they not only are they good, but they have different styles. You know, Darren O'Day, man, he's putting up some unbelievable numbers from down low, and he's dominating hitters, and you don't see that all that often from a guy that throws that style. And then their closer, Britton, you know, it's funny because as a starter, it was just okay. And then he got into that bullpen role and then eventually the closer's role. And not only does he have velocity, but he has two-seam movement that looks like, I don't know if I've ever seen a ball drop off the table on a fastball. And that's what he threw Frankie last night, and Frankie never faced him before. And he got some really funny swings. And when you go back and look at him, you can see why a guy facing him for the first time, why that could happen.
I know there are no awards in baseball for being close, but are you encouraged by what you have seen from this ball club, the way they still attack late in games? And you've done it against some really good arms in various bullpens.
Yeah, but I think, Hammy, we have to be realistic about the games we're going to play. And I think our guys have done a really good job about that. You know, it's nice to spread out games and you know, beat on teams. But there's going to be a lot of games where we're going to play close games one way or the other. And we have to continue to compete and fight. And the good news is they're willing to do it. And I told the media yesterday, we'll win a game like that at home one of these days. We'll walk off. It's not easy to do, but it'll happen because we give ourselves a chance.
What about your bullpen? There have been some guys giving up some home runs here that have really hurt.
You know, yeah, and I think you go through phases, I think, with your entire staff where for whatever reason, maybe with a team like Baltimore, the big strong guys, you better get in there and you better make sure they understand that you'll repeat it back in there. If you just give them the token go in there, then you let those big arms get extended and they hurt you, and that's what happened. So every once in a while, you know, Mickey will give the guys a reminder, hey, we need to establish that we're going to pitch in and we can go in and stay in, or you let the big strong guys get extended, and that's where they, instead of getting hits, they hit, you know, extra base hits.
Terry, have you made any decision on Carlos Carrasco, whether he goes out for another rehab start or is his next outing on this homestand for the Indians?
There's a chance he's going to pitch for us. I think we want to let him get through the next couple days. He continues to get tested by the medical staff. We want to make sure if he pitches in a major league game that he's ready. And so there's really not a reason that we have to rush to judgment. So we'll hold off for probably another day or so, but there is certainly that possibility.
Well, on paper, this looked like a juggernaut of a homestand, and it's not going to disappoint because you go from a really powerful Baltimore team to the best team in the West right now, followed by the world champions. And this can really be tough on a pitching staff, especially the way Texas is playing now, Terry.
You know, Hammy, though, and you're right, but I think we found it doesn't matter who we play. If we play the way we can, we generally give ourselves a pretty good chance to win. And if we don't, we generally give ourselves a pretty good chance to lose. And it just seems like it doesn't matter who we play. So, again, playing teams like Texas, I hope our guys really look forward to it because it should be fun. I mean, they're really good. And they have high, lofty expectations. So playing them should be a lot of fun.
What makes them tough?
Oh, my goodness. They're so well-balanced. And what's really helped them is some of the younger kids like Mazzaro, some of the younger kids that have really done a good job. I mean, you know, Profar comes up and he's substituting and because the kid got suspended, and he's hitting 400. It's a small sample size, but if guys chip in like that, it really helps. You know, Fielder hasn't gotten himself going yet, but the other guys, Beltre's always Beltre. And like I said, Moreland, Mazzaro, those guys, and then some of the younger guys coming up have done a really good job.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Rangers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.